Saturday.
Hey, Steve.
What is this? Does my schnozola detect the heavenly scent of Cluster Buster candy bars?
Man, you actually like these things?
Like these things? They are delish. Plus, Cluster Busters contain twice the U.S. recommended daily allowance of fat.
Man, this stuff tastes like dog food.
It does not. Dog food is saltier.
You're just plain nasty, Steve.
Well, if you don't like the taste of them, why did you buy so many?
Because they're sponsoring a half-court shot contest at a Clippers game. Sink a basket, win $1 million.
Wow, sir! $1 million!
But to take the shot, first you gotta find a golden wrapper inside of a Cluster Buster bar.
Ooh, neato. Oh, boy. With that kind of moolah, I could soup up my Isetta. Ooh, I could commission a sculpture of myself in cheese. And then I could donate the rest to buying bug feeders for all the national parks.
Steve, people like you don't deserve to win money.
Man, nothing. Well, I guess I have to go buy another case. See you in a minute.
You know, maybe I should try my luck. I can have it right here. Hold tight.
You actually keep a candy bar in your wallet?
Don't you? I can have the golden wrapper right here, Edo.
Steve, give it up.
Man, I've opened up a couple of hundred of those things, and there's no way you can go open it.
I'm so proud of you, having a healthy protein breakfast.
Hey, when I make up my mind to start eating better, nothing can stop me. Oh, this needs something.
What?
Oh, I know. Bacon and eggs. Oh, honey, you look great.
Well, thank you. I want to look nice for my new boss.
Come on, you nervous?
Nervous? I've had new bosses before. Why would I be nervous?
Well, Ma, if you're not nervous, then why are you pouring orange juice into my cereal?
Because you need more vitamin C.
Harriet, you're going to be just fine. Your boss is going to love you.
Of course I'm going to be fine. I'm cool as a cucumber.
Sweetheart, why are you watering the plants with coffee?
Oh, because they hate tea. All right, then maybe I am just a little bit nervous. But the office grapevine has it that Mr. Benner is really tough.
Oh. Come here, sweetheart. Come on now. Relax. Mr. Benner is very lucky to have Harriet Winslow in his department.
Well, I think so anyway.
Yeah. And aside from that orange juice thing, girl, you got it going on.
Good morning, everyone. Please take a seat. I am Derek Benner, the new head buyer for Ferguson's, but don't think of me as your boss. We're a team. So, think of me as your coach, and this coach likes to win. Now, I believe that everyone has something important to contribute to the team. So if you've got any suggestions, don't be afraid to speak up.
Oh, I like his style. I've got lots of ideas.
Go ahead, Slugger.
Kevin Samuels, Home Furnishing. I got a real win here, Coach. I think we should offer a line of orthopedic furniture.
Kevin, orthopedic chairs are used mostly by the elderly. And the elderly generally live on a limited income. They don't spend money. So, Kev, I would have to say your idea is pretty stupid. I believe you had your hand raised. Did you have a suggestion?
Don't. I was just stretching.
Gran Hill, 6 feet 8 inches of beautiful, delicious black man. Why can't they all be like you? What? A kiss. I hardly know you. Well, okay. But only because I hate to see you beg.
Man. I mean, as your manager, I should have known better.
Now, Edo, really, you're being too hard on yourself.
No, man. I mean, we really should have picked a basketball court further away from the javelin fields, you know? Now, look, take a load off.
Okay.
I'm gonna get a fresh basketball, and we'll be back on the court in less than 5 minutes.
Right. Take a load off. I'm taking a load off.
Steve, have you guys been practicing half-court shots all day?
Since 5 a.m. Oh, that feels so good. Cool, refreshing.
Eddie.
What's up?
You're pushing him too hard. By the time you guys get to L.A., he's going to be too tired to make the shot.
Laura, do you understand that there's $1 million riding on Steve making this shot?
Oh, but Edo. Oh, ow. Edo. I'm in so much pain. My back aches. My arm burns. My feet hurt. Oh, even my tushy's tender.
Come on, Steve. Let's go back to the court. Hustle up. Hustle up.
Okay. Oh, Edo, I don't think there's any way I can make it all the way to that door.
No problemo. See, I got your back. That's what brothers are for.
What are you
doing? I'm here for you.
Oh, Redo. I don't think me and this chair are going to fit in your car.
Well, I'll just tie you on top.
Oh.
All right, team. There are a few issues I would like to address today. James.
Oh, God.
Why is the shipment of children's clothing late?
Well, that was...
What's the matter, Jimmy? Cat got your tongue? Or are your dentures slipping again?
I'm sorry, sir. Our carrier was on strike.
Then you should have found another carrier. Maybe it's time we retire your jersey, Gramps.
It'll never happen again.
It had better not. This is a department store, not Leisure World.
I just know that I am going to be next.
Harriet Winslow.
Yes. Sorry.
Harriet, how long have you been our housewares buyer?
5 months, Mr. Benner.
Well, you seem pretty sharp. I've heard some nice things about you.
Well, thank you, sir.
But I have gone over your inventory, and I've noticed that a lot of what you've bought isn't even on display.
Well, sir, we're remodeling to make room for more display space.
And just how long is this remodeling going to take?
Well, we should be finished by the end of the week.
We can't sell what the customer doesn't see. I want it finished by tomorrow.
Mr. Benner, I don't think that...
Exactly. You don't think.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Benner.
You know, I am not exactly a happy camper right now, and a little downsizing might just make me feel better. So, tell me, Harriet, is there anything more you'd like to say?
No, I guess not.
I didn't think so.
Hey,
Hey, honey.
Hi, Carl.
My goodness. You sure pulled the late one tonight.
Yeah, I know. Oof. My staff and I did 3 days work in one night.
Wow. That Mr. Benner is tougher than you thought, huh?
He's a tyrant, Carl.
Well, how?
He's verbally abusive. He attacks people personally, Carl. Today he called me a loser.
A loser? Well, I got a good mind to go down to Ferguson's and give Mr. Benner a lesson in manners.
What are you going to do, Carl? Arrest a man for being an idiot?
Well, I don't care. Nobody talks to my wife that way.
Oh, thank you, honey. But I'm going to have to handle this one myself. Your going down there is only going to make matters worse.
Well, what are you going to do, sweetheart?
I don't know, Carl. I'm so tense, I can't even think straight. My stomach's always in knots, and the only good thing about all this stress is that I've lost 5 pounds.
If it's going to make you come home every night with knots in your stomach, is it really worth it?
Honey, listen. I appreciate you being on my side, but we need both of our incomes. We have children to feed, college tuitions, a mortgage, 2 car notes. I guess I have no choice but to do things Benner's way.
Mm. Not if I find out that he has some outstanding parking tickets.
Thank you, honey.
Don't worry about it, DJ. Focus on that goal and put the ball in the hole.
Ladies and gentlemen, we begin our halftime presentation with the Cluster Buster $1 million Half Court Shot Contest. Tonight's contestant going for the $1 million payday is Stephen Q. Urkel.
Hey, look, there they are. I see him, I see you.
Steve, congratulations on finding the Cluster Buster Golden Wrapper.
Thank you, Fred. It's a pleasure to be here in Los Angeles. The Clippers are one of my favorite teams.
Are you nervous?
Thank you, Fred. It's a pleasure to be here in Los Angeles. The Clippers are one of my favorite teams.
He looks a little nervous.
Remember, Cluster Buster bars are not only delicious, they also provide twice the U.S. recommended daily allowance of fat.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? My name is Eddie Money Winslow, and as Steve's agent, I have something to say to all you oh-so-fine, gold-digging, material, shallow girls. Check this out. Y'all can meet us around back in about 15, all right?
On behalf of Cluster Buster Bars, take your one and only shot.
There you go, Steve. You got it, baby. This is you, baby. You got it, baby. You got it, baby. You got it, baby. You're the man. That's it.
You think you can make it?
Please. Your grandmother has a better chance of making this show.
We'll be right back.
did I do that?
Who else? Who else?
I swear to God, I'ma wring your neck, man. I'ma wring your neck. Wring your neck. Steve, I'ma wring you. You didn't bring your neck.
Okay, team, I'd like to begin today's meeting by thanking Harriet for completing the houseware's renovation ahead of schedule.
Well, thank you, sir. My staff worked long and hard.
I guess that explains all this overtime they put in for.
Well, sir, we had to work quite late into the night in order to make your deadline.
Ferguson's will not pay for your mismanagement.
Mismanagement?
It's not a good day to ask for a raise.
Is there something you'd like to share with us, Susan?
No, sir.
Why don't you share with us why cosmetic sales are down 10%?
Well, we always have a small slump before the holidays.
Oh, is that it? Or is it that women take one look at you and swear off makeup?
All right, okay, that's it. You've gone far enough. Mr. Bennett, when you came here, you had a reputation for being tough. And I can handle tough. But you don't stop at tough. You go to cruel.
I will not tolerate this insubordination. Apologize right now, Ms. Winslow, or you are out of here.
Apologize? You're the one that needs to apologize, Mr. Bennett. To Susan, Kevin, James, me, and everyone else that you've insulted.
I am not here to win friends.
That's obvious, sir. Mr. Bennett, when you came here, you told us that we were a team. And that you were our coach. Well, sir, a good coach is supposed to encourage his team, not destroy their confidence.
A good coach gets the best from his players.
Oh, a coach, you fumbled the ball. Mr. Banner, you seem to have forgotten that we're not just employees. We're people. And we have feelings. The only person around here that's not doing their job, sir, is you.
You're fired. Ooh, that felt good.
I quit. That felt better. Carl, I quit. I can't believe it. I quit.
Well, sweetheart, you had to. You had no other choice.
But, Carl, geez, I don't have a job anymore.
Well, sweetheart, you got something much more important. You got your self-respect. Hello? No. Yes. Yes. Just a second. Mr. Ferguson.
Mr. Ferguson? Mr. Ferguson, what a surprise.
What do you say? What do you say?
I see.
What do you see? What do you see?
Well, sir, if that's the way you feel.
How does he feel? How does he feel?
Well, he said he spoke with some of my co-workers and decided to fire Mr. Benner.
Then you got your old job back.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Got a brand new job. Benner's.
Boy, who would have thought one of those floorboards would cost $1 million?
You know, you are the only person in the world that can win and lose $1 million in 1 minute.
Well, I didn't mean to hit the scoreboard. It was an accident. Haven't you ever made a mistake?
Not $1 million one. Get up the stairs.
Well, how long are you going to keep saying that? Don't keep pushing me.
Till the day you die, which might be sooner than you think.
God's going to punish you for that. And that's him right now. Pushing me. It was a mistake. Oh, Mr. Denton. Mr. Clusterbuster himself.
Hello, Stephen.
Oh, well, come on in, come on in. What brings you to our humble abode?
Well, young man, there's been a terrible accounting error. It turns out it didn't cost $1 million to replace the scoreboard.
Ha ha! I knew that was a high estimate.
And I should know, because I've destroyed a lot of things.
Well, I'm here because Cluster Buster wants to make things right.
Well, let's make it right! Woohoo! Bring on the moolah! How much? How much? How much? $200,000? Oh, no. $300,000?
Exactly. $4.38.